Hello, and welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am here today to talk about carnitine. Lots of listeners out there may be very familiar with the carnitine name, but not necessarily familiar with what is a correct dose or what form they should be choosing in order to achieve the results they're looking for. There are a number of different reasons why you would use carnitine, and so you need to figure out what the goal is that you want to achieve with the carnitine use, and that would tell you the dose that you should be taking as well as the specific form that you should be taking. Carnitine is an amino acid, so you're going to do best if you take a carnitine supplement on an empty stomach. It is enhanced if you want to use carnitine for best results. It is enhanced with a little bit of fruit or fruit juice splashed in the water that you're using to take your carnitine. It isn't a really common deficiency, but there are a lot of symptoms associated with a carnitine deficiency. One of them is elevated cholesterol. So how about the idea, if you've been told that your cholesterol level is a little high and you would like to get it to a lower level, one that you and your doctor are satisfied with, how about using carnitine instead of a pharmaceutical? Carnitine is very, very important with regard to liver function. Your energy might be low. Maybe you're even dealing with muscle weakness, and possibly you're doing a workout for muscle building, but not achieving the results that you're looking for. Perhaps your glucose levels are unbalanced. All of those issues are issues associated with low or deficient levels of carnitine. Remember, I always talk about optimizing your levels, not merely getting yourself into a normal range for a particular nutrient, but rather optimizing the levels. And so if your energy is low, perhaps you've been dealing with some issues, heart function issues, possibly low energy, all of those can be addressed with supplemental carnitine. I told you that there are different forms and certainly different doses available. If you've been working out and the goal of your working out has been to improve muscle density, you might want to consider using 1,000 milligrams of carnitine on an empty stomach with a splash of fruit juice or a bite of fruit, and you can use it, as I said, empty stomach. You can use it before a workout if you wish. Some of the different choices that can be supportive of carnitine levels in your diet: red meat, poultry, asparagus, avocados, even peanut butter. Dairy and fish kind of round out the list of foods that are very supportive of maintaining your carnitine levels. Maybe you're choosing to address accumulation of fat. The use of carnitine, once again, on an empty stomach, you could use 500 milligrams of carnitine 3 times a day on an empty stomach as part of an overall approach to begin to break down fat accumulation. There are plenty of people out there who are focused on creating the best brain function possible. And carnitine plays a role in that goal. The choice of acetyl L-carnitine is premier with regard to optimizing brain function. So if you're dealing with issues associated with memory lapses, poor concentration, poor ability to recall facts that you know very, very well, you would want to choose acetyl L-carnitine. And the doses would vary, 500, 750, but acetyl L-carnitine is the form that you want to choose. Carnitine, critically important for your energy, heart function, brain function, muscle density, and cholesterol. Carnitine is an amino acid that is going to be able to metabolize fats correctly. And that ability of metabolizing fats correctly is critical for any number of different functions within your body. Many people I talk to have been telling me that they've been diagnosed with fatty liver. And if that's a diagnosis that you've been dealing with your physician, one of the most effective choices you can make to take care of that fatty liver would be carnitine. Once again, very, very important to be taking it on an empty stomach. The fatty liver is dependent on carnitine very specifically to break down accumulated fatty debris that has created that diagnosis of fatty liver. The issue, the origin of the issue is impaired blood sugar chemistry. And when you add carnitine as a supplement, or you are very, very focused on keeping red meat, fish, poultry, asparagus, avocados, and peanut butter in your diet, then the ability of your body to metabolize fats correctly is improved. The ability of your body to maintain muscle density is improved. Very, very simple to find. 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams of L-carnitine, or if you're focused on maintaining brain chemistry, optimizing recall, memory, concentration, and all the different functions of your brain, acetyl L-carnitine is the form that you want to look for.